Diversity in tech could start with diversity in tech meetups. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. There's been more attention lately on who's part of the tech boom and who's not. At Facebook, Google, and Apple, about 3 in 4 technical employees are men. Those are the coders, engineers, developers. African Americans make up a tiny share of that workforce, just 1.5% at Facebook, 2% at Google, and 6% at Apple. That's data from the companies themselves. One place companies find new talent is at tech meetups. These are casual networking events where people go to learn the latest trends and connect with collaborators. And who's there often looks like the tech world itself. That's what Andy Saldana found out. He's executive director of the nonprofit New York Tech Alliance. For our series, Evenly Distributed, looking at different elements of the digital divide, he told us how he aims to change the scene.
I actually went to a New York tech meetup before I was hired to see what the event was all about, and I felt very out of place. I was one of the very few brown people in the room, and so that is really what has driven a lot of our work, and my work specifically, to make that community more representative of New York as a whole. I'm a gay man in New York City, and so my network is very full of gay men in New York City. And I'm very conscious of that when I'm looking to potentially hire additional people. And I have to make the effort to make sure that I'm reaching out to the networks that represent other types of diversity. And it's not the easiest thing for a founder to do because you are operating on both a low budget and a time constraint. And so you're trying to make all this fit as quickly as possible and as cheaply as possible. I don't think that there's going to be a magic level that we hit of equity amongst everybody, right? There's always going to be somebody who's underrepresented. And so I think the conversation that we're having now is getting us to a point where we are understanding the concepts and the thinking behind it of what it means. What does inclusivity mean? What does diversity really mean? Can you have it without equity? What does equity mean? I think that we're actually asking these questions right now, and I don't know that we're going to reach, you know, this level of everybody at the table is bringing X amount of diversity to the table, and this product has been a product of, you know, this percentage of diverse input. Like, I don't think that that's the right way to look at it. I think that the conversation will always continue to evolve. I don't think I can go a day without having a conversation around diversity and inclusion in technology. So I think that that's a good step forward. I don't think we're anywhere near where we need to be. There's still a lot of work that needs to happen. And talking about these issues is not going to solve them. Now it's like, what do we need to do? What are the next steps? How do we really start thinking in this way?
Andy Saldana is executive director of the New York Tech Alliance. And now for some related links. Networking is hard. And if the whole idea of even going to one of these meetups makes you want to crawl into bed, check out The Introvert's Guide to Networking at Tech Meetups by Samantha Rose Cruz on Noteworthy. One tip, practice talking to strangers on the street. Dog owners are a good bet, Cruz writes, because you can start out talking to the dog. And there's a lot more to those diversity reports I mentioned from the tech giants, digging into not just gender, race, and ethnicity, but categories like military service, disability, sexual orientation, and gender identity. TechCrunch had a long read a couple months back looking at the future of diversity and inclusion efforts and how much progress has been made since activists started pushing companies to report these numbers. Spoiler alert, not enough. Meanwhile, a new book offers a guide to understanding and confronting racism in our society and in ourselves. How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi is part how-to book, part memoir. Kendi is a Black scholar who comes to terms in the book with his own past racist ideas and pushes readers to see racism as a cancer that has to be actively treated to be cured. We've got links to the New Yorker's review and a six-step primer based on the book from Mashable. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.